Today's talk, The Place of Accountability in Counseling, goes off of that idea of the need for biblical community and teaching that to our counselees. So to start, I want to ask, what is accountability? What do you think of when you hear the word accountability? For many of us, we might think of it only necessary in really specific situations in life. Maybe it's important and necessary if we're trying to combat specific sins, or maybe you think about it in a more general way of Christians holding each other accountable to keep up a good witness to the world around us. But whatever your initial thoughts are to the idea of accountability, I think it's important for us to look more into the relevance it has for us as biblical counselors. And since this is a term and an idea that can have many different meanings and uses, I want to first boil it down to this for us today. That accountability in relationships is how we help each other grow. And I'd guess that most of us here have experienced this, hopefully, at some point in our life. We've had friends, family members, or church members come alongside us in different struggles and help us in our walk with the Lord. But the more I've counseled, the more I have realized that most of my counselees don't have that experience. While helping each other grow sounds simple enough, I have found that most of the ladies I encounter don't have people in their life helping them be accountable to their Lord and Savior. So I started to study this topic of accountability from a biblical perspective, and it led me to see the importance of teaching this in every counseling case. And sure, I was already doing this to some extent by holding ladies accountable to doing their homework or to different standards that we have for the counseling room. But I realized I needed to be equipping them more intentionally in the idea of accountability. If the goal of our biblical counseling is for counselees to leave equipped with God's word, we must help them learn how to keep applying biblical truths to their lives beyond just the time that they're in counseling. So the goal in teaching accountability should be that our counselees would know how to utilize and benefit from others helping them grow. Teaching this intentionally can help set her up for continued growth beyond the counseling room. And this is important because in every case, we need to help the women we're counseling think through this question. What are her goals for growing spiritually when she leaves counseling? We can help make sure that she understands how to keep growing by utilizing and benefiting from other believers in her life. As counselors, we're specially gifted with this opportunity to help her develop an environment where she welcomes others into her life to help her grow. So the goal of this session is to show the place and purpose of teaching accountability in counseling. First, we'll discuss what accountability is biblically and then why it's important for us as believers to understand. Then we'll look at the question of how to grow in accountability and what different forms of accountability look like. And finally, we'll take a look at its specific place in the counseling room. And again, the principles and practices in this session just come from what I've been using in my own counseling cases, and I hope that it's a help and benefit for yours as well. So first, let's talk about definitions and think about accountability in a wider, more general perspective. So first, we can look at definitions from both the dictionary and from the Bible to help us have a better picture of what this looks like in our life. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines accountability as the quality or state of being accountable, especially an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility or to account for one's actions. I love the second part of that definition because the Bible teaches that principle throughout Scripture. God holds every person responsible for their thoughts and actions, and one day we will be held accountable to our Savior. Therefore, a working biblical definition of accountability is God holding mankind responsible for obeying his righteous standards. That's accountability, again, within the framework of our standing before God. And this is critical to understand and teach our counselees before we try to help them be accountable with other people. Thus, I don't want us to think about accountability as first something you do with other people, but first and foremost, it's your standing in relationship with your Lord and Savior. And we want our counselees to be prepared to give a good account to her Savior one day. Some helpful passages that we'll cover today on this topic are 2 Corinthians 5:10, 1 Corinthians 3, 10 through 15, and Luke 6, 43 to 45. Now, it's crucial that we teach on this biblical principle of accountability before God in every counseling case because it's essential to the Christian worldview, and it stands in stark contrast to that of the world. Instead of being told to live for ourselves and enjoy every moment, Scripture gives clear warning about the futility of seeking pleasure only in this life. Ecclesiastes 11:9 says, "You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment." The world and culture we live in teaches us to live this way, to follow the passions of our heart, the lust of our eyes. And it can be very tempting to do so. But because of God's grace in giving us his word and his spirit, believers know that that path leads only to destruction and heartache. It's only through the lens of a biblical worldview that we can see and accept this truth. So we must teach counselees the importance of saying no to temptations of this life and saying yes to pursuing obedience to the one true God. And for someone not wanting to accept this biblically informed worldview, we have to ask them, is it worth having fun or pursuing pleasure now if the result is eternal condemnation for your sins? The Bible clearly teaches us that one day every knee will bow and every voice will proclaim the glory of our God. Isaiah 45, 22 through 23. The choices we make today will affect our eternity. And while nothing we do can earn our salvation, it's clear from reading Scripture that God cares about the way we act and think and react to the people and situations around us. So if we claim to believe that what he says is true, it should shape our worldview and every decision we make. And since God's word tells us that everyone will be held accountable, it's the responsibility of believers to know and obey his commands. No one can escape God's judgment, and this is important to talk about to unbelieving and believing counselees alike. Even those who are saved from the eternal penalty of sin and death because of Christ's righteousness will still be called to give an account for the way they choose to live. God takes our actions and heart motives very seriously. Jesus himself warned in Matthew 5:19 that anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Our responsibility as believers is to seek to grow in Christ's likeness, which means putting off sinful, fleshly ways of living and putting on righteousness and obeying God's word. We cannot ignore any of God's commands, and we can't just pick and choose how and when we want to obey him. Living that way will be brought to light one day by our Savior, when all believers will be held accountable for their lives. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, "Therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God." And 2 Peter 3:11 through 14 is another passage that teaches about believers being held accountable. God's word should shape our worldview and remind us of our responsibility to obey and teach his commands. Some people fall into the wrong thinking that just because they've been saved by God's grace, then who cares about their current sin and struggles? But the passages in Scripture we just read remind us that God knows our hearts, and if we selfishly pursue earthly desires just because, what the heck, I've already been saved and forgiven, then we are severely fooled. That thinking does not reflect the heart of someone saved by grace and indebted to a loving, forgiving, and merciful God. But for the unbeliever, accountability or judgment is even more sobering of a thought. For those who do not have a saving faith in Jesus Christ, when they stand before our God one day, they will have nothing to hope in, nothing to stand on, and their account will fall short of his righteous standards that he has set for all people. 1 Peter 4:5 says, "Of course your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do, so they slander you. But remember that they will have to face God, who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead." in Matthew 24, 29 to 30,